You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The Athletic.
Reds, James Pearce here, just finishing up at the Vitality Stadium, where it finished Bournemouth 0, Liverpool 4. Coming up, we'll bring you all the best post-match reaction that you need. We'll hear the best bits from Jurgen Klopp's press conference, and my colleague Ollie Kay will drop by with his take on what was another emphatic victory for the Reds in this thrilling title challenge.
Is this the moment for Liverpool? Nunez! Finds the corner!
So it's all over here at the Vitality Stadium. Liverpool 4-0 winners over Bournemouth. Yet another game for the collection this season where Liverpool started slowly but then really clicked into gear in the second half and absolutely blew the South Coast outfit away. Really impressive. Some of the interplay and the movement and the clinical finishing as Darwin Nunez and Diogo Jota both helped themselves to two goals apiece. And, you know, especially in the context of that was Liverpool again today without four nailed on starters, really, in Alexander-Arnold, Robertson, Szoboszlai and Salah. Yet, you know, it's become a real theme this season that players just keep on stepping up and delivering and filling the gaps. And definitely special mention today to young Connor Bradley, you know, his Premier League debut, and mightily impressive again. You know, got himself an assist, also could have easily had a goal, got himself in some fantastic positions, and probably more importantly, he was rock solid defensively. So he should be very, very proud, the young Northern Irishman, of what was another milestone day in what's, you know, looking like it's going to be a really exciting Liverpool career. And of course, I think, you know, Nunez and Jota will grab the headlines for you know, the quality of the goals that they put away. But, you know, I would actually have given man of the match today to Alexis McAllister. I thought he was absolutely immense. Even in the first half when Liverpool were far from their best, he was like, you know, head and shoulders really above anyone else. And then he just kept on. You know, he just seemed to be first to everything, won pretty much every battle that he faced, used the ball intelligently and was creative as well. I think there was four key passes amongst his collection today. So, yeah, brilliant performance from McAllister. And it was a strange old afternoon, wasn't it? The first 45, it was a struggle in difficult conditions. And you know, Klopp was bemoaning some of their decision-making, just saying that, you know, they just kind of let themselves down with picking the wrong option, going long when they should have gone short, and he said, and vice versa. And he said it was very much a case of picking out situations at half time where, you know, to try and ensure that the movement was better and also the deliveries was better, because first half Liverpool resorted really to just long range pot shots from Nunez, McAllister and Diaz. You know, one big incident in the first half, which I think because of Liverpool going on to win in such style won't get much attention, but I couldn't believe that VAR didn't advise some punishment for Kluivert for his studs up challenge on Diaz, very similar to the Curtis Jones one down at Tottenham earlier on in the season, when of course Curtis Jones was sent off. VAR looked at it and deemed it not to be dangerous. I don't agree with that one. Thankfully Diaz was able to continue, and thankfully it didn't cost Liverpool, because second half they went through the gears and really just blew Bournemouth away. The first one was beautifully worked, Konate lofting it into Curtis Jones, layoff to Jota to Nunez, first time finish, absolutely brilliant from the big Uruguayan. And then, you know, even the second one, Nunez fighting for it, too strong for the defender, dropped to Gakpo, who'd just come off the bench, and then he played in Jota, who slammed it in first time off the post.
Nunez is knocking defenders over, and Gakpo, and Jota, there's another for Liverpool!
The third one, it was that assist for young Connor Bradley. It was the home fans are actually jeering and laughing at Jota's initial mishit shot, but those laughs were soon silenced when Jota latched onto the loose ball and absolutely nailed the finish second time round. There was one concern when Curtis Jones did go off. Looked like he was holding his hamstring a bit. Klopp said he's hoping it was just precautionary. I'm sure there'll be a scan to determine the outcome of that in the next 24 hours. And then, of course, the final flourish deep into stoppage time. Brilliant delivery from Gomez from wide on the right and a clinical first-time finish from Nunes. What an afternoon for him. Only one goal in 16 appearances for Liverpool before today. Now two in the space of that emphatic second-half demolition of Bournemouth. Liverpool top of the league, chanted the away fans, and it's a long old journey back, 260 odd miles back up to Merseyside, but they won't mind that, those fans, because Liverpool are 5 points clear.
Gomez, it's not a bad ball at all. What a cross, and it's Nunez again. The Reds are really on a roll.
So first up in his press conference, Jurgen Klopp was asked, what was the difference today between that first half and second half? What changed?
The first half... So let me say it like this. I think I spoke a couple of times about periods when we had 5 games in 13 days, stuff like that, really tough. Now we had 11 days off, we trained 5 days of these 11 days, and we lacked rhythm. So it's not, I don't complain about it, it's our fault, but it's really tricky. But the other team had the same situation and they had rhythm, because it's pretty important that they have a good start. And we had the opposite of a good start. We lost, we put ourselves under pressure in the first, with the first ball, pretty much. They had corners, throw-ins, blah, blah, blah. And then we were kind of in a rush. We had football moments. They were all right without creating properly, but they were all right, but not enough. Then we played long balls when we should have played between lines and the other way around as well, so it was not good. Half-time, we had two or three situations we could show the boys how it should look and helped a little bit with the position change of the front three. But in general, we showed them where the spaces are, where we could play, and how important it is that we really push up to win the ball back high. And now the start in the second half was our start. That's the other way around. And if in a moment where we find rhythm, we are strong, I have to say. That looks then really, really good. But without rhythm, probably nobody's strong but we as well. So we should start games better. But it's about 98 minutes, interestingly, today is really it's about to win the games in the end, and as long as you stay in the game, pretty much everything what happens in the game is allowed. It's not, you don't have to perform 98 minutes on an absolute top level. It's pretty rare, and today, step by step, we found a way in the game and won it.
And then the Liverpool boss was asked about his assessment of that really dominant midfield display from Alexis McAllister.
Sometimes people forget that, because in the second half we scored the goals. Absolutely exceptional performance, I have to say. I'm so happy for us, obviously, but for him as well. He's a really good footballer, let me say it like that. And he did defensively the job, and offensively he's anyway a super important player for us. Was calm on the ball. All the good things in the first half already happened with him. So, really happy.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Walk On, your dedicated Liverpool podcast from The Athletic.
Then the conversation turned to Mohamed Salah, who, of course, is currently out injured with that minor hamstring issue over at the Africa Cup of Nations. And Jurgen Klopp was asked whether he would be returning to Liverpool to do his rehab.
That's the plan. If that's already decided, 100%, I don't know. But that's the plan. If he cannot, however long he has, he's out, and I think it makes, probably everybody sees like that makes sense that he just is doing the rehab then. With us or with our people, and that's the plan. But if that's now written in stone already, I don't know.
Have you spoken to him?
Yes, directly after, but since pretty much in the night when it happened, since then he's in contact with our doctor, and the doc tells me the news, and so I think he will be back, but.
Klopp was also asked about whether there was a possibility that Salah could come back and then go back to the Ivory Coast later in the tournament when he was fully fit if Egypt were to go far.
I'm not a doctor, so I would say if he is fit before, if Egypt qualifies for the final, if he's fit before the final, then probably yes. Why not? That's clear. It's just a tournament, but now it's about... Ivory Coast, I'm sure, is a wonderful country, but it's probably now for players, and we have no people from us there, and their people have to take care of the players who are playing, so let's see.
Well, then Klopp was asked about young Conor Bradley. What a day for the young Northern Irishman on his Premier League debut.
Really, really good. Very impressive. I can say exactly the same what I said after that. Wonderful kid, really. And a real hard worker, and a good footballer, and he's a defender, but he's as well, he can attack. He could have scored. Probably should have scored a header. I forgot that. Oh, yeah. No, he should have scored in that situation. But anyhow, it was a really good game, and for the first one, yeah. Sometimes you have to forget your first game because it's just the first one, but no, we shouldn't. That's a good start.
Well, the Liverpool boss was also asked about that tactical reshuffle in the second half that saw Darwin Nunez operate more centrally than he had done in the opening 45 minutes.
In the situation we are with our Moore, for example, we have to find a way, and we have players who can play the right wing, and they all can play the right wing, but which is the best position, and how do we set up the rest around? And Darwin can obviously play the left wing, he did before. We were, in general, in the first half, too static. So, but on the left wing as well. So, Darwin plays there, Joe is a bit deeper, protects there, waiting too much for long balls in behind, not really involved in enough possession moments. Lucha struggled slightly on the right wing, and Diogo played an okay game, I think, but we had not a lot of moments there, to be honest. So, and then we had to make a decision and bring Darwin in his 1A position, bring Lucha in his 1A position, and ask Diogo to do the job there. And Diogo, how I said, they all can play the right wing, and he did before. But on top of that, a really smart player. But in general, we played much better. We just started playing better, so midfield as well. And that's important because I'm not 100% sure which goal we scored after we won the ball back, but that wouldn't have happened in the first half, I'm pretty sure, because we didn't push up. It's this half-time, they are important. You can ask me, and completely rightly so, why it didn't start like that in the first place. It's absolutely right. But the good thing is that you have the half-time and you see yourself. We see it from outside, but it's difficult to change it then on the pitch because we spoke about that before. And, where are the half spaces? We had two or three good moments which we could show the boys. If you do that, then Bournemouth will see that we are stronger than we showed up in the first half. And that's the first step into the game, and that's why it was, in the end, a super deserved win, which didn't look like that for a long time in the first half.
And finally, Jurgen Klopp was asked about Curtis Jones and that worrying sight of him disappearing off down the tunnel when he was substituted, having held his hamstring.
We all hope, and Curtis as well, he felt a little bit, he had last week already a little bit, but then nothing was there. And Curtis, the very experienced player, thought it's 3-0. Why should I risk it? I hope that's exactly how it was.
For the latest subscription offers, head to theathletic.com/LiverpoolPod.
just leaving a windswept Bournemouth, having witnessed what was, in the end, an emphatic 4-0 Liverpool win, which sent them 5 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Statement of intent, you might say, although it didn't really feel like that in the first half. As Jurgen Klopp said in his post-match press conference, Liverpool's first half performance was very flat, not flexible enough, he said, describing the left-hand side of the team as completely static. And unlike many previous occasions this season, it didn't look like there were many alternatives on the bench with the squad, obviously stretched by injuries and, of course, international duty. But the second half was a different matter entirely. Two goals apiece for Darwin Nunez and Diogo Jota, and ended up being a bit of a finishing masterclass. Not just finishing, but the incisiveness of the build-up play. The first goal was so well worked. Kanate, Jones, Jota, Nunez. I love Nunez's finishes for the two goals. There are times when his finishing is extremely erratic, as we all know, but this is one of those games where he just looks like a natural in front of goal. And that certainly applies to Jota, who's two goals were so well taken, such a clever, instinctive player, so quick-witted. His second goal, he miscued the initial shot, but then he reacted so quickly, lashing the ball past Neto while everyone else was still working, trying to work out where the ball had gone. So it ended up being a really dominant, controlled second-half performance and a very satisfying afternoon, particular for Conor Bradley, who was making his Premier League debut at right-back. And also for another three youngsters, Bobby Clark, Cade Gordon and Owen Beck, who all came on in the closing stages. The other one who really deserves a special mention was Alexis McAllister, who after the first 10 or 15 minutes ended up running the game in midfield. I've just read that he completed 60 passes, but honestly, it felt like double that. He was excellent, certainly one of his best performances for Liverpool to date. So with Endo away at the Asian Cup, he was back. McAllister was back in the number six role, which at times has looked a bit uncomfortable for him, but not here. He really looked like he was enjoying it, and everyone in the end rising to the rhythm that he was setting. So all in all, a very, very positive performance for Liverpool in the end. 5 points clear at the top of the table, obviously still competing on another three fronts with big Carabao Cup and FA Cup games coming up this week against Chelsea and Norwich. The squad is being stretched by injuries and by international commitments, but Liverpool keep finding a way.
So that's it from us here at the Vitality Stadium. For plenty more match reaction and analysis, check out The Athletic. I'll be back alongside Tony and the rest of the team ahead of Wednesday's Carabao Cup semi-final second leg away at Fulham. So check out the Walk On podcast then. I'm off on to embark on that long journey back to Merseyside, but it will be a happy one. I'll catch you soon.
The Athletic.